Welcome aboard, everyone. Ready to dive into the future of European river cruising? We're going to be taking a sneak peek at what's coming in 2025.
It's amazing how much is happening right now. So many new things.
Right. It's not just for retirees anymore.
Not at all. There's something for everyone.
Our guide for this deep dive is travel journalist Peter von Stamm. His article in FVW magazine is incredible.
Yeah, he went all out, interviewed all the big companies.
Seriously, new routes, ships, experiences, you name it. It's all in there.
It's like a one-stop shop for anyone who's even thinking about a river cruise. Super helpful.
So we're going to cover a lot of companies, but two really stood out.
Oh, yeah. Which ones?
Riverside Luxury Cruises and Thurgau Travel.
Interesting. They're both growing like crazy, but going in totally different directions.
Exactly. Both tapping into the demand, but for totally different travelers.
Love it. So where do we start?
Let's go with Thurgau Travel first. They're branching out with new destinations.
New places. Like what?
Well, for starters, they're launching cruises on the Douro River in Portugal.
No way. Have you ever been?
Not yet. But they're offering pre-trips in Porto and extensions to Lisbon, so.
Well, that's the way to do it. See the whole country.
Right. Imagine it sipping port wine in the Douro Valley, exploring those historic cities.
And get this, their ship is called the Douro Spirit.
It's like they planned everything perfectly.
And that's not all. They're also adding Scotland to their lineup on the Lord of the Highlands.
Hold on. Lord of the Highlands, what's that like?
Think super yacht elegance, but only for 37 passengers.
Whoa. So it's like an exclusive, intimate kind of thing.
Exactly. Small group, amazing scenery. And get this. Over 35 different whiskeys are included in the fare.
Wait, what? They had me in Scotland, but now you're telling me there's whiskey.
Oh, yeah. They really know their audience.
Seriously. Okay, so sailing through the Caledonian Canal, sipping fancy whiskey, exploring the highlands and the islands.
Sounds pretty amazing, right?
Okay, I am officially sold.
They're really good at creating these niche experiences. This one is for, like, the whiskey lover who also loves stunning landscapes.
Right. It's not just a cruise. It's like a curated experience.
And they're expanding on German rivers, too. New routes on the Thurgau Chopin and Thurgau Saxonia, plus a hiking-themed trip on the Edelweiss.
The hiking-themed cruise. Tell me more.
It's for the active traveler. You know, instead of just sightseeing, you get to hike and really experience the landscape.
I love that. It's like they're thinking of everyone.
They really are. Oh, and for anyone who wants to go further afield, they still have their Mekong Discovery cruises in Southeast Asia.
So Thurgau Travel is all about variety and unique experiences.
Got it.
Yeah. Now let's switch gears completely and talk about Riverside Luxury Cruises. They're all about the high-end market.
Ooh, luxury. I'm listening. What do they have going on?
They're all about exclusive experiences. They call them Riverside Signature Events.
Okay, that sounds fancy.
Imagine this. You get private after-hours access to Vienna's Belvedere Palace.
Shut the front door. You're kidding.
Nope. It's all about creating these unforgettable moments, stuff you wouldn't be able to do on your own. No, that's what I call VIP treatment. But they don't just do palaces, right?
Oh, no. Their land excursions are amazing, too. On the Rhine, they have Land Rover rides through the vineyards.
Hold up, Land Rovers. Through vineyards. I'm already sold.
And it includes wine tastings at Schloss Johannesburg and Schloss Wolrads, some of the oldest wineries in the world.
Okay, stop. You had me at wine tasting.
Yeah.
Combining amazing scenery and amazing wine, that's my kind of trip.
They get it. It's not just about fancy hotels and good food anymore. It's about the experience.
So we've got exclusive palace visits, vineyard tours and Land Rovers, and tastings at historic wineries.
Yeah.
What about the ships themselves?
They're expanding their fleet to keep up with the demand. The Riverside WC is going into its second year.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that one.
They're focusing on tulip season in the Netherlands and have a new route from Nuremberg to Budapest, plus shorter trips on the Lower Danube.
They're really strategic about it, huh? Yep. Matching their capacity to the demand.
Exactly. And don't forget about their other two ships, the Mozart and the Ravel.
Okay, so Thurgau Travel is going for unique destinations and a range of experiences, while Riverside Luxury Cruises is all about that high-end luxury.
You got it. And that's just the beginning. There are so many other companies doing amazing things.
So much to explore. Lead the way.
Okay, so next up is Amadeus Flusskreuzfahrten.
Amadeus, okay. What's their angle?
They're really into these immersive experiences, especially when it comes to food and being active.
Ooh, I like the sound of that already. Food ain't activity. Count me in.
Right. So they have these Amadeus genus excursions. What? It means enjoyment in German. Basically, it's all about the food.
Okay, I'm listening.
They take you to Windsor Krems Winery in Austria, a truffle farm in Grignan, France.
Did you say truffles?
I did. And the wine regions of the Little Carpathians, too.
Okay, color me intrigued. What about the active stuff?
That's Amadeus Active.
Catchy.
They've got cycling tours along the Danube, hikes up to this amazing pilgrimage basilica in Austria called Pusslingsberg.
Oh.
And they'll even take you exploring the Landshut Castle ruins near Bernkastel in Germany.
So cool. They're really giving people options, huh?
Yep. Making river cruising accessible no matter your energy level.
I love that. Everyone can find something they enjoy.
Well, they're also doing pre- and post-cruise stays in cities like Lucerne, Prague, Brasov, and Bucharest.
Genius. It's like the best of both worlds. You get the cruise experience, but you can also really dive into a city.
Exactly. Now, how about we talk about 1A Vista Reisen?
Okay, what are they up to?
They're adding a new ship to their Danube fleet, the Vista Mila.
Another new ship. What's this one like?
It's kind of middle of the road, 77 cabins, so 155 passengers.
So not too big, not too small.
Right. It's actually pretty similar to their other ship, the Vista Neo, but with one major upgrade.
Ooh, what's that?
Deluxe cabins with French balconies.
Fancy. Imagine waking up to those river views every morning.
Their itineraries are great, too. Lots of Danube cruises. They've got one called Donna Metropolen, which is 6 days, and the Donna Romance, which is 8.
Okay, those names alone make me want to book a trip.
Right, they sound so romantic.
Okay, now for something completely different, Cruisy Europe.
Oh yeah, they're doing something really unique. They have this paddle wheel ship.
Wait, a paddle wheel ship? Like those old-timey ones?
Yep, the LB Princess II, and it's the first one on the Saar, Mosel, Rhine, and Neckar rivers.
Wow. So you can actually cruise on a real paddle wheel ship.
You got it. It's like stepping back in time.
I love that. It's such a unique selling point.
And it's small, too. Only holds 77 guests.
See, sometimes smaller is better. You get that more intimate, personalized experience.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, now this is interesting. Air Rosa Flusschiff is all about slow travel.
Slow travel. I've heard that term, but what does it actually mean?
Basically, it's about taking your time, savoring the journey, really connecting with the place you're visiting.
So it's the opposite of rushing from one site to the next.
Exactly. And Eros is doing it with their intensive resin concept.
Intensive resin.
Yeah, it's German for intensive travel, but it's not intense in like a stressful way. It's more like intensely experiencing a place.
I get it. So longer stays in port, more time to explore.
Exactly. And they focus on these leisurely nature passages so you can really relax and enjoy the scenery.
That sounds so peaceful, like a true escape.
Right. And they have these new Rhine-Main-Mosel itineraries on the A-Rosec. Klee starts in Frankfurt and goes to Aschaffenburg, Würzburg, Strasbourg, Basel.
Beautiful route.
Yeah, and if you're into the south of France, they have the A-Rosa Stella and A-Rosa Luna doing revamped Rhone itineraries with overnight stays in Lyon, Avignon, and Arles.
Ooh la la. The south of France is so charming.
They really know how to put together a relaxing yet exciting trip.
Okay, now what about Phoenix Reisen? What are they doing?
They have a brand new first-class ship called the Aurelia.
Okay, first class. Tell me more.
It's 135 meters long, holds 208 passengers, and does these five-day itineraries.
5 days. That's different.
Yeah, it's perfect for people who want a shorter getaway.
A little taste of the river cruise life.
Right. But it's still super luxurious. French balconies on two of the decks. Stunning views.
Sounds amazing. So they're hitting that sweet spot between classic itineraries and modern luxury.
Exactly. Appealing to both experienced cruisers and newcomers.
Okay, we have covered so much ground. It's amazing how much is happening in the river cruise world.
I know, right? And we're not even done yet.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. We still have to talk about Viva Cruises and Nico Cruises. They've got some really cool stuff going on, too. So Viva Cruises, they're expanding to the Douro River, too.
Seriously. Everyone's going to Portugal, it seems like.
I know, right? It's hot right now.
Makes sense, though. Such a beautiful country.
Exactly. So their ship is the Porto Mirante, brand new, and it sails from Porto with overnights in the city.
That's so smart. Gives you time to really explore.
Oh, and their newest ship is the Viva Enjoy.
Another new one. Wow, they're busy.
It's going to sail between Amsterdam and Budapest and Budapest to Vienna. Imagine cruising through the Iron Gates on that ship.
Okay, that is officially on my bucket list.
Right. It's going to be incredible.
What else are they doing?
They're also offering some shorter cruises early in the season.
Oh, nice. For people who can't take a long trip.
Exactly. And they're doing themed cruises, too.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, they have this theater cruise on the Swiss Ruby, and it includes a Szymanski tour in Duisburg, you know, for fans of that German crime drama.
That's so niche. I love it.
It's a great way to attract a specific audience.
Okay, last but not least, Nico Cruises. What are they up to?
They're adding the Salina to their Danube fleet. 8-day itineraries from Pessa.
Nice. Classic Danube route.
And they're still doing those longer Danube cruises on the Bolero and Victoria. Those go all the way to the Danube Delta.
The Delta. That's not your typical river cruise stop.
I know, right? It's for the nature lovers out there.
I bet the bird watching is incredible.
Definitely. Oh, and this is cool. They have this 19-day journey on the Maxima from Passau to Constanta on the Black Sea.
19 days. That's a serious commitment.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of trip, though. You go through the Iron Gates, the Danube Black Sea Canal, see so many different countries.
Wow, that sounds epic.
It is. But if you want something shorter, they have an 8-day Rhine cruise on the Nico Spirit.
So they're really covering all the bases.
They are. And they're expanding their Portugal program, too. More cruises on the Douro Queen with a 3-day stay in Santiago de Compostela.
Santiago de Compostela. That's in Spain, though, right?
It is, but it's a popular pilgrimage site. People walk there from all over Europe.
Wow. So you get the best of both worlds, the river cruise and then this incredible cultural experience.
Exactly. So are you ready for the big picture takeaway?
Hit me with it.
River cruising is booming. It's not just about leisurely cruises down the Rhine anymore.
It's evolved so much, right? There's so much variety now.
Absolutely. New destinations, new experiences, new ships. It's attracting a whole new generation of travelers.
We've seen everything from luxury cruises to adventure cruises, themed cruises, you name it.
And it's not just Europe anymore. We talked about Southeast Asia too.
Right. There's something for everyone out there.
Exactly. So to our listeners, if you haven't considered a river cruise before, now is the time.
Seriously. Don't rule it out.
Think about what you're passionate about, what kind of experience you want. There's a river cruise out there for you.
Whether it's history, food, wine, nature, adventure.
You can find it all on a river cruise. And who knows, maybe you'll discover a new passion along the way.
Happy travels, everyone.